Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Focus this time as the Festival of the Christ. And with me, as usual, our co-host, Mike Snyder.
Hi, everyone.
And me, Brigitte. Today is a very special occasion. The Festival of the Christ is one of three sacred holidays that are celebrated by the Hierarchy of Light and now also by many on Earth. It is at its center, it has the Festival of Enlightenment, or focus is on enlightenment, with the Festival of Vesak, where Buddha descends into the Vesak Valley and ushers a new light to support the path of illumination and enlightenment on Earth. And surrounding it are two other sacred holidays, the Festival of the Christ and the Festival of Humanity, where we are celebrating the vibration of love and the vibration of divine will. So really the focus is on the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, the flame of love, the flame of illumination, and the flame of divine power. Everything in life is about the Holy Trinity. Everything in life has at its core a threefold power that is guiding us to back towards oneness. And therefore, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness is reminding us about our own true essence, with the Christ being the bridge to our divine I Am and our oneness consciousness. Therefore, this particular full moon, where we are celebrating the Festival of the Christ, focuses very much on the heart essence, opening our heart to our true divine self, to our Christ itself, releasing the cross of heaviness and burdens of the past, to then bring in a new frequency of love that not only dissolves the darkness from the past, but also opens the door for a new light to come in then at the next full moon, which is the Vesak Festival, which is all about the flame of illumination. And the way it's celebrated is that the full moon in Taurus is at its center. That is the Vesak Festival. And the full moon before that, which is in this case on March 25th, and usually is right before the Easter holidays, is the Festival of the Christ. And then the full moon after the Vesak Festival, which is May 22nd, is the Festival of Humanity, which is also known as a day of invocation or the great day of invocation. Because as we invoke the divine will to bring it on earth, to manifest it on earth, we really allow ourselves to hold the space for spirit to work with us and through us, which defines true empowerment. That holding the space, regardless of the outer circumstances, is true empowerment. Buddha ushering the light to all of those who are in the Vesak Valley and sending it out into the world, that is the symbolism of the flame of enlightenment. And with the festival that we are focusing on today, the Festival of the Christ, it is about the flame of love, igniting it within all of us so that we can be in a place of love to is sent to a higher level of existence, just like Jesus was able to ascend to a higher form of embodiment after he was crucified. And so with that, Saint Germain is going to guide us on an inner journey for us to really experience this power of transformation from fear to love, from contraction to expansion, from feeling filled with maybe even pain, unforgiveness, remorse, to open ourselves up to a vibration of love that encompasses everything and allows us to let go of everything that no longer serves us, to truly look at the world as a reflection of our inner self and see the world with love and not with hatred or anger or fear, but with love and and coming from a place of allowance and acceptance. So with that, we are going to also listen to Mike's first beautiful piece of music called Sweet Surrender. The idea is to close your eyes, to open your heart, and to surrender to your Christ itself, to that part within you that has all the answers, that is pure love, that is going to guide you on the journey that Saint Germain will be taking you on once the first piece of music is completed. So close your eyes, open yourself up, open up your heart, and let you yourself be taken on a journey of deep, deep transformation. Now, one thing I want to mention that makes this time even more profound is that we've entered the eclipse season, and this particular full moon that is on March 25th, you might listen to it right now at the time of the full moon, is a prenumbral lunar eclipse. And eclipses are always about our shadow sides, about the parts within ourselves that are hidden underneath the surface that we might not have wanted to look at so much up to this point. And yet for us to move forward to a higher vibration of love, of light, of divine empowerment, it is important to look into these places, become aware of them, embrace them with love, and transform and transmute them so that they no longer hold us back. And I find it especially significant that it is not a full lunar eclipse, that it is a prenumbral eclipse that happens because the Earth moves between the sun and the moon, and it is only the shadow of the Earth that brings the darkness about on the moon. Not the full Earth, but the shadow of the Earth. So we have this deepening of our shadow world now taking place, really going deep within to liberate ourselves in a very new way. So I'm saying that. So now when you close your eyes and you listen to the sweet surrender, let yourself open up to all parts of yourself, even the parts that you might judge or be afraid of, and just let yourself be vulnerable so that the ray of the Christ, the ray of love, can truly reach all parts of you to assist you on your path of transformation and liberation and enlightenment. Okay, we'll do this now. Greetings, my beloved friends, and my fellow lightworkers, channels and instruments of the Christ consciousness on earth. I am Saint Germain, and I am filled with so much love and joy to connect with you. It is time of the Festival of the Christ. It is time of the full moon. And even for some of you at this time, the lunar eclipse. This truly is a time of transformation, of liberation, of releasing the past to step into a very new phase in your life. And of course, you just experienced the spring equinox. Some of you maybe another autumn equinox, and yet here you are, truly at a new beginning. And so I want to remind you of the Christed essence that is within you, that has nothing to do with religion, but everything to do with your alignment with Source, with God, with the great spirit of all that is, with all that is. And there's a flame within you, a flame of love that is so powerful and so effective in bringing healing into a world, not because the world needs healing, but the world needs to remember. The world needs to awaken to a higher truth, just like you have awakened to a higher truth about who you are and who you choose to be. And yes, it has been quite a journey out of the darkness into the light, over and over and over again. And therefore, the journey that Jesus took before you should be a very familiar one to yourself in your own unique way. The carrying of the cross of life, the cross of the weight of past experiences that you were not able to forgive yet, the wounds, the hurt, the memories. And yet here you are still desiring to continue to carry the cross if necessary, in the knowing that there comes a point where you can no longer feel that cross, where you can no longer feel the nails, where you are truly liberated through the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness towards your own self. Because in the end, it really is not about the forgiveness of others or the forgiveness towards others. In the end, it is always about yourself, loving yourself, accepting yourself, celebrating yourself as an aspect of God, celebrating the life that you embody at this time with a purpose to bring heaven to earth, to expand love into the world, to set an example that choosing kindness and mindfulness and gentleness is not a sign of weakness. On the contrary, it's a sign of tremendous courage and strength. And so I want you to close your eyes if you haven't done so, and take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And with every out breath, allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into your own inner self. Let yourself fall into your darkness, into the void that is within you. And in this darkness, if you're really honest with yourself, and you can be honest, because you are at this time embodying a human form, you are at this time part of the human collective consciousness. So do not separate yourself from your humanness. Do not separate yourself from that what you might call weak, for that what you judge yourself for because you think you're not good enough yet to raise yourself up to the higher consciousness. You're not ready enough. You need to learn more. You need to study more. You need to do more meditations, more this, more that. Just let yourself fall into your humanness. And let yourself feel the weight of it. Because that is what you call your cross to bear in this life, your humanness. The physical form that is not up to par, the pains and aches, the muscles, this and that. That is your cross to bear. That is what you sometimes feel you're lifting and you're carrying all the way up to the top of a mountain. In the hope that when you get to that summit, to that top of the mountain, that you will be able to release that weight, that you will be able to have a view that allows you to see what to do and what not to do, how to newly define yourself to release some of that weight. That is the illusion to release. You don't have to climb a mountain. But for the sake of this day, let's use that metaphor. Let yourself feel the weight of your humanness, of the job, of the relationship, of your childhood, how you were born. Let yourself feel that for a moment. You might even feel the weight from your ancestors and carry it up the mountain. And when you reach the mountain, you realize that is not the answer that you're seeking for either that is up there. Then you really feel the pain of the cross because now you feel like you're nailed to it, just like Jesus was. Because you keep seeking the answers within yourself. Not always. There are moments where you surrender, moments where you ask us for help, but more often, you still feel and think that you're up against everything yourself. And so you are now on a cross, nailed to the cross, and you realize you're not even alone. There are others with you also nailed to their cross. So it's not even your own unique experience. It's a human experience. And you ask yourself, why have you ever chosen to take this path? What might you have done wrong, or why would you have chosen to agree to this? To a life that is filled with so many potholes, so many challenges. And I ask you for a moment to let yourself feel stuck, to let all that darkness boil up. Let yourself feel it. And before we play the next music for you to really have the full experience, as the darkness bubbles up, as that feeling of being stuck and not really moving in the direction that you move want to move into, as that feeling comes up and you really feel the limitation of your human self, I want you to ask yourself in this moment, what would happen if you just surrender all of that to your divine I am? If you truly say in this moment, I of my own self cannot do anything, I release all of this to the higher realms, to my divine I am, and I just surrender, I just let go. I simply let myself fall into the loving embrace of my Christ itself. No hatred, no anger, not even forgiveness, just the pure love for self and all of self, including your human self. Can you let yourself go? Let yourself experience the true crucifixion of your human experience and allow the transformation to begin. Do this now. And he might have already started to feel this. But the more you're willing to stay to yourself, it is not my will, but thy will be done through me. I surrender fully to my Christ itself to take on that weight. To truly let yourself feel that all this control, all this need to know is so senseless. Let it go. If you keep asking yourself if you're doing this right or doing this wrong, let it go. Your only true purpose is to be love. And to be love means not to be the one giving love, but to be the one that channels divine love through you out into the world. It is always through you. So let go. Use your in-breath and your out-breath to breathe out that need to hold on in the belief that even though this is uncomfortable, it has given you structure, it has given you purpose, it has made you who you are today. You don't need something to make you who you are today. You choose who you are today, regardless of your past, regardless of your future. You do not need your experiences to make you who you are today. Because after all, you truly are an aspect of the divine, of God, Source, Creator. You can be all that is yourself. Therefore, choose love, love for self. And as you do, as you surrender fully to your divine I am, the nails in your hands and feet begin to dissolve. The cross begins to dissolve. And angels of light descend to pull you from that cross up along a beam of light out of the darkness into the light, all the way into the sacred temple of love, where the flame of love is being upheld. Burning bright, not only for humanity, not only for Earth, not only for the solar system, but for all of creation, for all of existence. And here at that flame of love that is for all, you find yourself as the Christ at one yourself in front of the altar of the Christ. And you kneel in front of the altar in recognition that it is not kneeling in front of a God, but kneeling in front of the sacredness of who you are yourself. Humbly bowing down at your own sacred essence in the knowing that you're not born of sin. You're born of light. You're born of love. You're born through divine empowerment. You're not a mistake. You're not failing. You are exactly who you need to be right at that moment. And now you're ready to take another step into your experience of your liberated self. And therefore, you are now ready for the infusion of the flame of love into your heart. As Archangel Chamuel steps forward, together with his divine complement, they are now guiding you. Archangel Chamuel and Archangel Charity, they are guiding you towards the flame of love that is upheld for all of creation, that is ready to purify you, to help you realize the sacredness of who you are within your own heart. And so as you step now under their guidance into the flame of love, let this fire awaken you, liberate you, and touch you in the deepest recesses of yourself. And the purity of this love that has touched every cell of your body, reaching all the way to the physical form you left behind on Earth. Allow it to continue to do its work. For right now, Archangel Shamuel and Ahe Charity are guiding you back out, back into that purity of that beam of light that is going to take you back. But before they send you back to your physical body, I want you to have a gift, an acknowledgement for who it is you are. And that you are a bringer of this beautiful agape Christ love on earth. They have put a tiny spark of that flame of love into a pendant and are putting it around your neck now. Of course, it is an etheric pendant, so you will feel it in your light body, in your auric field, but it is going to support your own heart flame to be strong and to remember that at the end, as cliche-like as it might sound, it really is only about love. Love is the true power of healing and remembering and awakening. Love is what sets you free and allows the wounds and the stories of the past that have been holding you back to dissolve. So now, when you're ready, return to your physical body and remember that your one true purpose on earth is to be the messenger of love, to expand love, to bring love out to those who are still asleep and afraid. But also remember that you are not alone, that it is the Christ through you, your Christ itself through you, that can truly move mountains. Let go and let God. Allow yourself to truly surrender to your divine I am to support you in this tremendously powerful year of alignment, of bringing your human and your divine self together in sacred union for a shift to a higher consciousness to take place. Now, simply allow yourself to flow along the beam of light all the way back to your physical body that you've left behind. Feel yourself settle within your body and feel your heart expanded, purified, empowered, and filled with acknowledgement that the Christ within you is strong and is guiding you every step of the way if you're willing to listen to your heart. Let yourself settle as you listen to a few more pieces of music from Mike. My love is with you at this festival of the Christ. And now this is all in preparation for the powerful month of April, which is all about enlightenment and it is all about transformation. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, we hope everybody enjoyed the show today.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for joining us and for participating. And I hope, or we hope, that you're going to get through this eclipse season in a beautiful way, liberating way. April 8th is a big solar eclipse in America, so we are all gearing up for that too. So our thoughts and love are out with you. If you have time, visit us at the Edison Holistic Expo, the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. And Mike, you want to give everybody the websites one more time?
Sure. If you want to see what Brigitte offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to see the music and downloads I have on my site, www.mikesnydercc.com. And I believe Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo.com is for the expo that we'll be at.
Yeah, and we still need to update at least my website a little bit. So be patient with me. All right, sending you so much love, thinking of you, and so grateful for all of you being part of our journey and us being part of your journey. So have a good day, a good night, and peace out.
Take care, everyone.